And on the phone with me this morning is Mike Stewart. He is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, sir, rain.
Rain. It looks like we're going to be getting some rain here.
More?
More in the next couple of days, especially tomorrow. Today may not be too much rain, maybe a quarter inch or so, but tomorrow's going to be the main show. It looks like we're going to have showers and thunderstorms starting tomorrow morning and lasting through tomorrow night. And your area up there could get anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rain. So, fortunately, the latest drought monitor shows that the Arrowhead is not in any drought condition, so that is good news. Now, unfortunately, it seems like we go from one extreme to the other. So,
yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes that happens. We're dry, and then all of a sudden it turns around, and it's very wet. But, no, tomorrow looks like it's going to be the main show with 1 to 2 inches of rain. So,
well, the central part of the state and the south got hammered pretty bad.
Oh, they got the worst end of the deal last night. A lot of damage, wind damage. There were a couple reports of tornadoes. Fortunately, no injuries or anything. But lots of rain, anywhere from over the last 5 or 6 days, maybe 3 to 6 inches of rain. So much more rain down across that area.
So if we're going to have rain again tomorrow, what's the rest of the week look like?
Rest of the week doesn't look too bad. Tomorrow, like I said, tomorrow's the main show. And then Wednesday, we're going to have showers and thunderstorms in the morning. They'll finally move out. We'll be sick of it by then. And the rest of the week doesn't look too bad. Temperatures in the 60s during the day, probably in the lower 50s at night. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday night, but it's not enough. It's not going to be anything like what we're going to be getting tomorrow. So other than that, weather's going to finally settle down later on this week. And right now, the weekend looks rain-free, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, before I let you go, what's the update on El Nino?
Well, right now, the latest is they're expecting maybe a moderate El Nino. So what that is an impact on us up here, the far-range outlook out of the Climate Prediction Center is warmer than normal temperatures this winter with near normal precipitation. But we'll see how things develop. But right now, they're forecasting a moderate El Nino. So,
when does that kick in?
It usually kicks in about September when the water starts warming up. Warmer than normal, about September, and it's usually about a 6 to 8 week lag time on how it starts affecting the upper air patterns. Mm-hmm. That's what it usually occurs, so we will start, if it does occur, the warmer than normal temperatures generally, you know, it'll start happening in November or early December or so, but, you know, obviously we're still going to get very cold temperatures at times, you know, we'll get Arctic air down, but right now it looks like it will start impacting us probably later in November and December.
Okay. We've been speaking with Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you, sir, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.